tomorrow I will have your things to look forward to in May.
Will you?
I plan on having that.
Well, you'll have them, but will you get to them?
Will I get to them?
Or will we get to May 10th and you're like, oh, I still got to do the things in May?
That's Chris Tim's wife's birthday.
Oh.
What? May 10th.
It's weird that you still know that.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Biggie.
10 May. Always known it. Mm-hmm. That's her birthday. Mm-hmm. This is not an award-winning broadcast. That's the whole thing. Chris Tim was just telling us that a couple, now this is interesting to me, inside broadcasting, he used to work with a morning radio show in Richmond, Virginia, where he's from.
Yeah, I was just a part-timer. These guys were big, big stars. They had TV commercials. They had billboards. They drove spiffy cars. One of them drove a Corvette for a year. One of them drove a really sweet Audi because they had car deals.
Flashy.
Whoa.
Flashy.
Oh, yeah. They did not play.
Oh, those were the good days.
Oh, the salad days.
Oh, man. Yeah. The mid-80s. Shoot.
So now, here we are all these years later. Well, the name of the show is Love and Hudson. Is that what you said?
Love and Hudson were the names. Mm-hmm. When I worked with them, they were called the Love Brothers, which Big and I kind of agree is a better name.
Oh, agree.
I love that name.
It's a fantastic name for a morning show.
So they are being inducted into a Hall of Fame. They were in South Carolina, then Virginia.
Then I think back to the Greenville area.
So they are being inducted into the
South Carolina Entertainment and Music Hall of Fame.
That's a lofty goal. I mean, that's here all these many years later. And they are going to be presumably on stage together next or in a couple of weeks, May 10th, on Chris Tim's wife's birthday.
What?
And
I learned about it. Yeah, that's weird.
That's right.
I learned about it because I have reconnected with Mr. Love through social media.
All these years later.
Yeah, he's the one who posted it, and I said, congratulations, well earned. And, you know, hundreds of people are congratulating him. He doesn't know me. I was just a part-timer.
Still.
It's like you. That's right. You don't know anybody who works here other than Biggie and myself.
Remember my declaration when I was a part-time DJ? This is 1990. I was a part-time DJ. And people said, give me some coffee, kid. Or, you know, whatever.
Go grab the paper.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the 90s.
Exactly. All these things.
Where's my Coke?
That's right.
Which one?
And I thought to myself, they never even knew my name, you know. And I thought to myself, I'll always know the part-timers. I will always know their
I'm not going to be like that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Now, fast forward 30 years, and I don't know any of the part-timers. Yeah,
you are exactly like that.
Half the sales team.
I don't even know them. When I saw, you know, we mentioned yesterday this kid Dawson, who's great worker. He works promotions here for us. I saw him at an event on Saturday. A lot of people think he's my son. He's tall, like myself, you know, ruggedly handsome. Mm-hmm. And so I went up to him and I said, it is so great to meet you. And he said, we've met 6 times. I'm the one.
Remember all the comedy shows?
Yeah.
The whole tour last year too.
Remember we were we were in that truck together.
I brought you several drinks.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forget now who they are.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So Chris Dim congratulates.
I did, and then the Bill Love is the guy's name, and I just happened to remember like 6 months ago somebody asked him because he was doing radio, I think a solo show in Greenville, and someone asked him, "Hey, whatever happened to Howard?"
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote simply 2 words. No idea.
No idea. And they were together for hours.
I mean, a bond.
In the studio, just like this group right here, just like the three of us, the three best friends that anybody will ever have. You form that bond. That
Blood brothers.
Connected tissue is right there. Blood brothers. Exactly. And so, interestingly,
I'm assuming they'll reunite next week.
They'll be on the stage together. It'll be the first time they've seen each other in years.
Yeah.
They just went their separate ways. You know?
Well, you know, if you look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions, you know, bands have been inducted there with a lot of bad blood.
That's true.
Between them.
They don't get along. They don't even get along.
Journey.
Right.
Yeah.
Blondie.
Yeah.
I mean, the examples are too long to list.
I was at an oyster roast on Saturday. You all know this. At that roast.
Things to look forward to in May. Dwindling of the oyster roast stories. I'm going to mark that one down.
He's right.
Correct. I am almost out.
You were living off that oyster.
I am almost out of oyster roast sorts. I had back-to-back events. Heavy equipment, oyster roast.
Uh-huh.
It was at Heavy Equipment where Dawson, my son, told me, I hate Tom Petty.
That's right.
That news broke. Tom Petty's American Girl came on. I said, there's never been anybody better than Tom Petty. He goes, I hate Tom Petty.
That's why you'll now know Dawson forever.
Yeah. Blood boil.
Petty hater. Mm-hmm.
Petty hater.
You might forget his name, but you'll remember his face and say, that's the guy that doesn't like Tom Petty.
Exactly. That guy. That beanpole didn't like Tom Petty. I can't tell you how many emails I got yesterday saying, agree with Dawson. I don't like Tom Petty.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were going to say fire him.
No. Many said, I agree. I don't like Tom Petty either. And even more said, B.B. Shea's on to something. Godfather is the most boring, awful movie. I've tried to sit through it and watch it 10 times and can't get through it. Yeah. It's so boring.
I got one of those too, and I wrote back, I don't argue with Philistines.
Boy. Woo, burn.
Well, if you didn't like The Godfather, you definitely Googled Philistine.
I don't know. I wouldn't know, honestly, if that was a compliment toward me or a burn.
I don't argue with Philistines.
You.
You.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't either.
That is so.
Somebody call me that at an oyster roast.
I'm glad you mentioned that oyster roast.
Back to the oyster roast.
Oh, God.
I was at an oyster roast on Saturday.
What'd they do there?
I can't tell you the number.
Who was in charge of roasting, by the way?
The oysters?
Was it a restaurant or just some dudes?
Restaurant.
Okay.
It was a place
professionals.
Called.
Professionals.
Yeah, pros.
Good.
Okay.
I mean, the oysters looked very good.
Okay.
I didn't have one. Many people said, you're going to have an oyster.
Oh, really? I figured you might indulge.
Did they come all the different ways, like fried, roasted, and raw?
Yep. They did them all the different ways. Mostly they roasted them there on the half shell. And then you had the hot sauce and the cracker, you know. Typical. I guess some people probably had them raw. But they were outside doing the roasting, and then inside you could get them any way you wanted. Nonetheless, when I was there, this is back to your story about the Love Brothers, who went their separate ways after that many
intense
years
yeah.
of being on together, they went their separate ways. A few people came up to me, as always, when I was out at the oyster roast, saying, hey, where's Dim, man? Where's Chris Dim? And I said, I don't know. He's probably at some fancy restaurant. What do I know? I give a crap. What do I know where he is today?
I'm standing in front of you.
That's right. It's Saturday. What do you think? We're not together. What do I care where he is?
Dang, man. I'm just asking.
Ask me where Biggie is. I got a one-liner for that one, too.
Yeah. Probably the hospital.
Yeah, it's probably the hospital.
B.B. Shea, stuffing his face on a golf course.
Yeah, stuffing his
probably
face.
Probably eating a hot dog.
Probably eating a hot dog right now. I say to Krista, probably some fancy restaurant I never go to.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
Just asking you a question.
Just trying like to make small
talk. Yeah, just trying to make some small
talk. Big fan.
What is it? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I just say that to him. So, years from now, when we're inducted into the Entertainment Hall of Fame in whatever state, the two of us will see each other and be like,
Oh, man,
there he is.
Yeah.
You really let yourself go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see you gained the weight back.
Yeah, I did.
Did you get that thing cut off your face?
I did. Yeah.
All of that. Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't seen you since Biggie's memorial service.
That was a good day, Wood.
I didn't go. Yeah,
I wasn't there.
That'll be Chris Dim.
I didn't go.
Missed you at Biggie's memorial service.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't go.
Couldn't make it.
Getting my hip replaced.
Right. Couldn't make it.